June 2007, Section 2, Question 7. This one says, we're looking for which one of the following individuals exhibits the most advanced kind of moral motivation as described by the ethicist. So which one is going to be the most advanced? Now, the ethicist says, the most advanced kind of moral motivation is based solely on abstract principles. Okay, so we want something that's based on abstract principles. This form of motivation is in contrast with calculated self-interest or the desire to adhere to societal norms or and conventions. So it's saying it's in contrast to self-interest or desire to conform. So basically, if we want something that is exhibiting the most advanced kind of moral motivation, it would be something on abstract principles, not self-interest, and not societal norms. So then we have to look at our answer choices and see which one meets that. A says, Bobby contributed money to a local charity during a charity drive at work because he worried that not doing so would make him look stingy. Well, that's not abstract principles. That's more about self-interest and desire to adhere to norms or customs or conventions. B, Wes contributed money to a local charity during charity drive because he believed that doing so would improve his employer's opinion of him. Again, that's going to be self-interest and or societal norms. C, Donna's employers engaged in an illegal but profitable practice that caused serious damage to the environment. Donna did not report this practice to the authorities out of fear that her employers would retaliate against her. Clearly, that is not going to be the most advanced kind of moral motivation because, again, it's self-interest. Jadine's employers engaged in illegal but profitable practice that caused damage to the environment. Jadine reported this practice to the authorities out of a belief that protecting the environment is always more important than monetary profit. Well, that sounds like a good abstract principle. Protecting the environment more important than profit and doesn't have self-interest or societal norms. And then E, Lee's employers engaged in illegal but profitable practice that caused damage. Lee reported this practice to the authorities only because several colleagues had been pressuring her to do so. That would be kind of the desire to adhere to social norms, basically peer pressure. And so hers is less moral than Jadine's, and so D is our correct response.